If you can make a beat for a song using any combination of non-traditional drum instruments, i.e. something that's sort of in the public eye for being drummed, what would be your first five choices in no particular order? Reasoning, please. Oh, here we go. Okay, so the first thing that comes to mind is steering wheel. And it comes to mind because of a very beloved memory. Wherein I spent about a month or two, maybe? A good little chunk of time with drumsticks in my car, and I had a lot of fun that month. I got a lot of weird looks from people. I had a lot of fun that month. And those would be... I don't think I would use drumsticks again for this, because... like, it was fun, but the actual sound that you get is not... It's just, you need, like a meteor, like, percussive sound. Because that would be used as, like one of the toms. And, another one would be... And I thought about this, like, beforehand, and for some reason, I just kind of stayed with car... for a lot of the sounds, so a lot of these are going to be car-related, but, excuse me, and I'm totally just, like, blatantly disregarding the, first five choices thing, because my mind just fucking ran with it, but, yeah, so, another one of the toms would be the windscreen wipers. If you take those, how they, like, flip up when you need to, like, wash the windshield off, when you go and, like, put them back down, if you don't do it gently, it kind of makes, like, a, you know, like, thud noise. So that would be another one. For the kick, I don't know. I'd have to, like, go and listen to these and see which one makes more of, like, a, you know, just, like, heavier, deeper, like, bassier kick noise. But going to pop the hood, and, like, you'd have to mic it in, like, a few different places, I guess, to see where it gets the best contact mic. God, contact mics would be so much fun for this, too. Get a contact mic and put it, like, on the door thing for, like, the power windows, and that could get, like, some kind of neat little, or, oh, God, oh, if you could pick up the fucking supercharger whine with a contact mic. I don't know how that would fit into fucking drums, but, yeah, that, oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so popping the hood, or opening the tailgate, and, kind of similar to the wipers thing, instead of letting it, you know, like, gently open and supporting it while it's, like, opening, just open it and kind of let it fall, and that would give you a good, and it bounces a little bit too, so you get a little bit of the reverb sort of thing that can sort of fake resonance, I guess. And yeah, so probably just like get both of those sounds, and then whichever one works better as the kick, use that as the kick, and then use the other one as another tom. And then for the snare, air compressor. just like a quick little like short burst from one of those, that I think that would make a pretty good snare. And then for hi-hat, I don't know, I had like the worst time thinking of this, although thinking of this one led me to like a whole other setup, which I'll get into in a second, but for this one, the hi-hat, the best I came up with was the fucking seatbelt, like when you click it into place, which is meh. It's just that it's not, whatever. So, and then for cymbals, again, it's just, I mean, keys are the obvious one, like, just, you know, shake the guitar keys together, whatever, but I'm trying to think of other sounds that would be cymbal-like that you could get from a car, and the only ones that I came up with were, when you go to, like, put your seatbelt on, if you, like, swipe it down really fast and it makes that, like, noise or whatever, maybe could use that in place of where you would normally put a symbol and get something usable out of it. I don't know. And the other one was go back to the tailgate and slam it shut, because there's, I mean, yeah, it's a really, actually, fuck, that might work better for the kick. But there is, at the end of it, like, what's left ringing in the air is kind of symbol-like, I guess, and it has that, like, high, metallic-y kind of, you know, like, brassy, twangy thing a little bit, or not brassy, but, yeah. So maybe that for, I mean, you'd have to like cut out the whole, the whole first part. It's all like deep, low frequency fucking slamming noise. But, no, maybe you could just slam the tailgate closed and chop the sound up, and then you have your kick drum and one of your cymbals. I'm actually kind of tempted to go and try and like do this and see what kind of sounds I can get out. Yeah, but, so anyway, back to the hi-hat thing. I was thinking, I like the sound that slinkies make, and the real slinkies, like the metal ones, not those little plastic derpy ones, but like a good, proper metal slinky. I just love that fucking sound. And you could get a decent hi-hat sound out of that, but it's like a micro sound. It's not really gonna... I mean, you could amplify it and, you know, depending on how you record it, but it's still, it's just not going to have that much body behind it, because it's a fucking slinky. So, I was thinking about, I just kind of went back through, like, the whole drum set and thinking of other, like, small, like, micro sounds kind of thing for the rest of them. And for snare, very uncreative and unoriginal here, just kind of, like, went the same way with the last answer, but instead of a whole air compressor, just like a little can of dust off. And then for the toms, an automatic center punch on a few different materials. I don't know, wood, you might get some, preferably hardwood, you might get like a couple good ones. Metal, you could maybe even get like a cymbal sound out of that, just depending, but I don't know if it just, it's too much of like a thud, and like, I don't know, maybe it would. Again, might want to, or might have to actually go and like play around with this and see what I get out of it. But, those sun visor thingies that you put like to cover up the dashboard and stuff, not the accordion kind, but the kind that like you take the little elastic off and you like fling it out and it like pop and the thing opens like that. If you got that into, I mean, probably doing it like inside the car so that you get all of like the sound, you know, like coming back at you, and try to like pick up as much of it as you can, you might be able to get something that could work as a fucking tom out of that. But I think the center punch is probably going to be the main source for those sounds for this one. And for cymbals, glass breaking, but not like one of the windows or anything, like just something small. And this, I mean, this is kind of going like outside the car, obviously, but, just some kind of like small, sudden glass breaking sound. And then, so if you took the sound that, if you have a cigarette lit and you take the sound that the lighter makes when you flick it to light the cigarette, and then layer that with the sound that the cigarette would make if you put it out in water, like, quickly. I think that could be, like, a nifty little... I don't know if it would even work as a cymbal or if it would work as anything, but it just seems like those two sounds might be nifty, like, combined into one or whatever. But then if you have some kind of, like, a metal, like, bin, or even maybe just, like, a cookie sheet, and you take some washers and... like snap them, you know, people take like pennies and shit and they'll like snap them between their fingers and they can make them like go, like aim it and, you know, like snap pennies at people or at stuff, that, but with washers, although I guess you could do it with coins too, I don't see why not, but But I would have to learn how to do that first because I've been trying that for fucking years. And if, excuse me, if it even does leave my hand and like fly off like it's supposed to, I can't aim it for shit. It doesn't even go like kind of in the general direction that I was hoping or trying to get it to go in. And then for the kick for this, I mean, this, if I actually like tried to do this, I'd probably just end up going with one of like the center punch noises or just anything else but this. But this is just so, you know how if there's like a Shelby Cobra, you can almost feel it before you hear it coming? I don't know how I'd fucking capture that on a microphone, but that just like little intermittent bursts of that would be my fucking kick drum because oh yeah. So there's my very long and rambly and for whatever reason automotive obsessed answer. Yeah.